The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Sadi Alfam Beis brings down a Maisa with Yisayimim who paid up the Chayv of Aviyam, and the Gemara ends up saying that they had to pay the Chayv of Aviyam because the mitzvah of Yisayimim lifra Chayv Aviyam. There's a mitzvah on Yisayimim to pay up the Chayvus of their father. Rashi says in Dibur Maslam, mitzvah Yisayimim, he says Mishum Kavod Aviyam, that's Alts Kibbutav, Elashem Bezin Lakufin Alkach, but Bezin cannot be Kaifa in this mitzvah. The Lav mitzvah Sasayim lifra Rashi, Kasukav Kalulav, it's like Rashi, even though there's a mitzvah to berech chayv aviyim, but Bezin is not going to be kaifin that mitzvah. They have to do it on their own. Bezin can't enforce it because it's like Rashi that the din of kaifin al mitzvah only applies to a mitzvah sasim and atari like sukkah and lulav, and not this mitzvah al yisemli for chayv aviyim, which is only a mitzvah midrabanan. So it's mavur from Rashi Echidosh that the din of kaifin al mitzvah, which we had earlier in daf pei vav, the Bezin forced people to do mitzvahs is only on mitzvahs daraisa, not on mitzvahs derabanan. But Tysus is chaylik in Rashi. Tysus earlier in Daf Hei Vav, on the bottom of the Amid, he brings Rashi and Tysus is chaylik. Tysus brings a Rai that even on a mitzvah derabanan, there is a din of kaifin, and he has a different shot in our Gemara. So Tysus holds you are kaifin and a mitzvah derabanan as well. So big machlekes is to show, are you kaifin and a mitzvah deraisa on a mitzvah derabanan or only on a mitzvah deraisa? And from here, you could ask a kash on something that the Aruch HaNer says. We mentioned this Aruch HaNer on earlier in Daf Hei Vav. The Aruch HaNer is bothered that the Gemara says the whole din of kaifin al mitzvahs, it's sarachin. How does it work? L'char, if you force a guy to do a mitzvah, he's not being mechaben. It doesn't have commandment for the mitzvah. So what's the whole point of the kfiyah? And the Aruch HaNer answers this kasha by pointing out that the Gemara only says that the din of kfiyah is on sukkah and lulav, on asiyas of sukkah and asiyas of lulav, which are things that happen before the mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself. So he wants to say that chad is of torah mechaberta and echinami. We're not kaifin on the mitzvah itself because for that you don't have kavana. You're not going to gain anything. We're kaifin on the hechitim, so the hechshem mitzvah, building the sukkah, building the lulav. And that is something which you don't need kavana for. And once you build the sukkah and make the lulav, we hope then eventually you'll do the mitzvah. And the Aruch HaNer goes on to bring a raya that behechich, the din kfir in our Gemara, over there in Daf Hei Vav, cannot be going on the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah and the mitzvah of lulav. It has to be going on the hechsher mitzvah. What's the raya? So Zokta Aruch HaNer, a very nice raya. He says that the kfiyah for lulav, what are we talking about? You can't be talking about on Yom Tov because you can't be kaif on Yom Tov. You can't give an einish on Yom Tov. Elamai, we're talking about Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, we hold that lulav is only darabanan. The only day of lulav daraisa is Yom Tov Rishon. The rest of the days is darabanan. So if we're not talking about Yom Tov, we're talking about Chol HaMoed. So over there, lulav is only darabanan. Zok Tarachana, on a mitzvah darabanan, you're not kaife. So Miman of Shach, you can't be talking about Yom Tov because there's no einish on Yom Tov. You can't be talking about Chol HaMoed because lulav is only darabanan. So what are we talking about? It must be Zok Tarachana. We're talking about before Yom Tov. And we're being kaif you to make the lulav, so you'll be able to mekai in the mitzvah daraisa on Yom Tov Rishon. That's his raya that we're not talking about kfiyah on the lulav itself. It's only on the hechshem mitzvah of making the lulav before Yom Tov. Now, lechayr, this raya that he's bringing is not so pashut. It's telling this machlekes Rishonim. It's telling the machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Lefi Rashi, it's a good raya. Rashi Taka says you can't be kaif on the mitzvah darabanan. But lefi Taisus says on daf yivav you are kaif on the mitzvah darabanan. So lefi Taisus, lechayr, there's no hechach that we're not talking about Chol HaMoed. Maybe we're talking about Chol HaMoed and you're being kaif on the mitzvah lulav darabanan on Chol HaMoed. So it's a tzarechina on the Aruch HaNer who brings this raya. Lechayr, his raya is a mitzvah tali on a grace of machlekes Rishonim over here. And lefi Taisus, it would not be a good raya. Now, the truth is that even if he Rashi, Lechari could be Madcha his Raya, because his whole Raya is based on the fact that Lulav, besides Yom Rishon, is only Darabana. There's no mitzvah Darayas of Lulav in the other days. Now, the truth is, that's not so Pashut. They do it to get Chiddush from the Achrenim, that Lefi Shitas Rambam, who holds that the Rambam holds that the din of Lulav, Koshiva, Mikdash, is not Dafka Mikdash, it's also Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is also called the Mikdash, and the Rambam holds that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is not Baltab Bizman Azeh. So lefi that, achanim anatayna, that maybe there's a mitzvah daraisa of lulav bizman hazeh in Yerushalayim. So if you go like that cheshman that there's a mitzvah lulav daraisa bizman hazeh in Yerushalayim, so then it comes out that even if you go like Taisus, we could say we're talking about Chol HaMoed, but we're talking about lefi shitas Rambam, there's no raya that we're not being that you're not being kaif on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, it's talking mitzvah daraisa, and maybe that's what the kfiyah is going on. So it's a tzarachin on the Aruch HaNer who says as a davar pashut, you have a raya that. We're not talking about Chol HaMoed. It's not so pashut. For the Rambam, it could be talking about Chol HaMoed. And it's true that the Rameir Simcha and other Achronim argue on this, and they hold that even for the Rambam, there's no mitzvah d'raisa bizman hazeh in Yerushalayim. But the Mar d'Shmaitza, who holds for the Rambam, there's a mitzvah d'raisa bizman hazeh, is the Achronim himself. The Achronim, the Bikur Yaakov and Sukkah, he's the one who's mechadishist that there would be a mitzvah d'raisa for the Rambam. So l'fi shitas Rambam, their taka is a good raya. I'm sorry, there is no raya that. We're talking about in a kfir before Yom Tov, you could be kaif on Chol HaMoed for the mitzvah of Daraisa, which would be Nageya and Chol HaMoed in Yerushalayim. Maybe that's what the kfir is talking about. So that is Lefi the Rambam. Now, if you argue on the Rambam and you hold there's no mitzvah Daraisa B'zman HaZeh, then then lechor the achaner is a good raya, unless you say, like Tosis holds, that you're kaifa even on a mitzvah darabanan. So Rav Shachi can be madcha the achaner is raya. His raya is based on the fact that there's no din kfi on a mitzvah darabanan, and lulav on other days is only darabanan. So that lechor is not so pashut, because lefi Tosis holds you are kaifa on a mitzvah darabanan, there's no raya. And if Rashi holds you are not kaifa on a mitzvah darabanan, maybe you could say the Rashi holds like the Rambam that lulav is daraisa bizman hazeh, and therefore it could be daraisa on chalamai. So Imam Shachi could get out of the raya of the Archaner. But the truth is, I think at the end of the day, his raya is a good raya, because Rashi, Lishitasim, Neyubei, Utaki is a good raya, because Rashi is the one who argues on the Rambam. Rashi in Sukkot Daf Mevalef seems to argue on the Rambam, and he holds that the mitzvah, the Yerushalayim, is not kailo, not nechol in the Mikdash, and Bezman is there would be no mitzvah lulav kol sheva. So Lefi Rashi, if you hold it during Chol HaMoed, it's only Darabanan. And Rashi holds not kaifin, it's a Darabanan. So then, come of Agam Nitzava, this Raya L'Archaner, it's a good Raya. If you Rashi, we must be talking about Erev Yom Tov, and not Yom Tov itself, because in Yom Tov you can't be kaifin because it's an Einish, and on Chol HaMoed you're not going to be kaifin because it's a Mitzvah Darabanan. So if you Rashi, it seems to be a good Raya. The truth is, even if you Rashi, I think you could be Mancha the Raya L'Archaner, because the Pnei Yeshua early on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph says a Chiddush that even though Rashi says over there not kaifin a mitzvah darabanan, it's not any mitzvah darabanan. On a violin, a regular mitzvah darabanan, Rashi is masking with the Tosfos that you are kaifin. It's only a weaker mitzvah darabanan, like the mitzvah over here, where the Gemara Gufa calls it a mitzvah, like mitzvah l'yisem l'fra chayv aviyam. When the Gemara uses the Lashon mitzvah, that means it's something which is not a chiyah, but just the inyan, a mitzvah ba'alma. That's when you're not kaifil if you're Rashi, but a stam, a straight out chiv darabanan, Rashi is masking the kaifil. It is a little bit meduik like that in Rashi's lashon over here. And if he that, there would be no raya from lulav, because la'olam lulav could be talking about chol hamoed, it's only darabanan, but about it's a real chiv darabanan, then there would be a din kfil if you're Rashi, and therefore, again, there you could get out of the raya. There's no raya that we're talking about Erev Yom Tov, we could be talking about chol hamoed itself. Another way to be madcha the Raya L'Archaner is that his whole anach is that it can't be talking about Yom Tov, because Yom Tov, there's no din of kaifin ala mitzvahs, it's like an einish, so that is not so pashut. We mentioned earlier the Prima Gadim, and his psichot al Shabbos is misupik about this. He has a tzad that maybe it could be kaifin Yom Tov, but Gevager himself and his argais to Erchaim, Simon Shin Lamates, says lahedya, it's pashut, and he could be kaifin Yom Tov. So if either Mavadi could say that we're talking about Yom Tov itself. So al kopanim, we have a couple ways to get out of the Raya L'Archaner. There's no hechach that we're talking about that you're kaifa on lulav before Yom Tov. Perhaps it could be talking about Yom Tov itself or even on Chol HaMoed.